Hoover's up.
Mr. Hoover, the president calling.
Just a minute, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right? No, sir.
I'm buzzed in about it. Just keeps coming on. I can't work in the office like this. Because I'll get right in the middle of the office and say, Mr. Hoover, and you don't want anybody to start talking and saying hello.
Yes, sir.
Telephone system can't work. You just tell them I'm going to have to go home.
Yes, sir.
I asked you 3 days to do it.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hello.
I have Mr. Hoover on the line.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Hoover on 2383. Mr. Hoover, 2383.
383, let me find it. That's number
the fourth.
Two things. Apparently some lawyer in justice is lobbying with the Post because that's where the suggestion came from for this presidential commission, which we think would be very bad. Put it right in the White House, and we can't be checking up on every shooting spree in the country. But they've gone to the Post now to get them an editorial, and the Post is calling up saying they're going to run an editorial if we don't do things. Now, we're going to do two things, and I want you to know about it. One, we believe that the way to handle this is, as we said yesterday, your suggestion that you put every facility at your command and making a full report to the Attorney General, and then they make it available to the country in whatever form may seem desirable,
right,
as well as the President. Second, well, the state, it's a state matter too, and the state attorney general is young and able and prudent and very cooperative with you.
Yes.
He's going to run a court of inquiry, which is provided for by state law, and he's going to have associated with him the most outstanding jurist in the country. But he's a good conservative fella.
Yes.
And we don't start invading local jurisdictions that way, and he understands what you're doing, and he's for it. And I want you to understand what he was doing, and he's very strong for it. He's going to announce it today. Now, if you get too many cooks messing with the broth, it'd mess it up. And I think that these two are trained organizations.
Yes.
And the Attorney General of the state holds courts of inquiries every time a law is violated.
Yes.
And the Justice and the FBI makes these investigations. So I want you to know that, and you'll tell your pressmen that that's what's happening, and they can expect to. They can expect Wagner Carr, the Attorney General of Texas, to make an announcement this morning.
Yes.
Of a state inquiry, and that you can offer him your full cooperation, and vice versa, he'll do it with you.
Right. We'll both work together.
And any influence you got with the Post, to have them point out to him that you don't want too many things, and that just picking out a Tom Dewey lawyer from New York and sending him down on new facts, this commission thing, Mr. Herbert Hoover tried that, and sometimes a commission that's not trained hurts more than helps.
It's a regular circus then.
That's right.
Because it'll be covered by TV and everything.
Just like an investigating committee.
Exactly. I don't have much influence with the Post because I frankly don't read it.
I know that.
I do it like a daily worker.
You told me that once before.
But I
just want your people to know the facts, yeah. And your people can say that, and that kind of negates it, you see.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll take care of that.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Who are you, Charles?